Hi, my name is Sadie.
Hi, my name is Nicholas.
You are listening to Check It In and Check It Out,
a radio show for kids all about the library.
The Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you, Sadie, and thank you, Nicholas. I'm Julie Berry, your host here at Check It In, Check It Out. We're coming to you from CHPD 105.9 Radio DeBrigg in the beautiful town of Elmer, Ontario. Let's say it's late at night and all of a sudden the lights go out. You can't see a thing. Or you wake up and the hall light that is usually on, for some strange reason, is not on, and you can't see your hand in front of your face. Does the idea of being in the dark scare you? Or do you know anybody who is afraid of the dark? Tonight's show is about that dark, dark subject. Most people remember being afraid of the dark when they were very young, and yes, most of us grow out of it. Whether it's the boogeyman in the closet or the monster under the bed, our overactive imaginations are to blame. Our first story is about a little boy who loved all kinds of lights but doesn't like the dark of night one little bit. Switch on the Night is written by Ray Bradbury, illustrated by Leo and Diane Dillon. Once, there was a little boy who didn't like the night. He liked lanterns and lamps and torches and tapers and beacons and bonfires and flashlights and flares, but he didn't like the night. You saw him in parlors and pantries and cellars and cupboards and attics and alcoves and hollering in halls, but you never saw him outside in the night. He didn't like light switches at all, because light switches turned off the yellow lamps, the green lamps, the white lamps, the hall lights, the house lights, the lights in all the rooms. He wouldn't touch a light switch. And he wouldn't go out to play after dark. He was very lonely and unhappy, for he saw from his window the other children playing on the summer night lawns. In and out of the dark and lamplight ran the children, happily. But where was our little boy? Up in his room, with his lanterns and lamps and flashlights and candles and chandeliers, all by himself. He liked only the sun, the yellow sun. He didn't like the night. When it was time for mother and father to walk around switching off all the lights one by one, the porch lights, the parlor lights, the pale lights, the pink lights, the pantry lights, the stair lights, then the little boy hid in his bed. Late at night, he was the only room with a light in all the town. And then one night, with his father away on a trip and his mother gone to bed early, the little boy wandered alone, all alone, through the house. My, how he had the lights blazing, the parlor lights, the porch lights, and the pantry lights, the pale lights, the pink lights, the hall lights, the kitchen lights, even the attic lights. The house looked like it was on fire. But still the little boy was alone, while the other children played on the night lawns, laughing, far away. All of a sudden, he heard a rap at the window. Something dark was there. A knock at the screen door. Something dark was there. A tap at the back porch. Something dark was there. And all of a sudden, someone said, "Hello." And a little girl stood there in the middle of the white lights, the bright lights, the hall lights, the small lights, the yellow lights, the mellow lights. "My name is Dark," she said. and she had dark hair and dark eyes and wore a dark dress and dark shoes. But her face was as white as the moon, and the light in her eyes shone like white stars. "You're lonely," she said. "I want to run with the children outside," said the little boy, "but I don't like the night." "I'll introduce you to the night," said Dark, "and you'll be friends." She put out a porch light. "You see," she said, "it's not switching off the light." "No, not at all. It's simply switching on the night. You can turn the night off and on, just like you can turn a light off and on, with the same switch." "I never thought of that," the little boy said. "And when you switch on the night," said Dark, "why, you switch on the crickets. And you switch on the frogs. And you switch on the stars, the light stars, the bright stars, the true stars, the blue stars. Heaven is a house with porch lights and parlor lights, pink lights and pantry lights, red lights, green lights, blue lights, yellow lights, flashlights, candle lights, and hall lights. Who can hear the crickets with the lights on? Nobody. Who can hear the frogs with the lights on? Nobody. Who can see the stars with the lights on? Nobody. Who can see the moon with the lights on? Nobody. Think what you're missing. Have you ever thought of switching on the crickets, switching on the frogs, switching on the stars and the great big white moon? No, said the little boy. Well, try it, said Dark. And they did. They climbed up and down stairs, switching on the night, switching on the dark, letting the night live in every room like a frog or a cricket or a star or a moon. And they switched on the crickets, and they switched on the frogs, and they switched on the white ice cream moon. Oh, I like this, said the little boy. Can I switch on the night always? Of course, said Dark, the little girl. And then she vanished. And now the little boy is very happy. He likes the night. Now he has a night switch instead of a light switch. He likes switches now. He threw away his candles and flashlights and lamplights. And any night in the summer that you wish, you can see him switching on the white moon, switching on the red stars, switching on the blue stars, the green stars, the light stars, the white stars, switching on the frogs, the crickets, and night. And running in the dark on the lawns with the happy children, laughing. Well, my friends, I hope that story helps you to feel more friendly towards the dark. Now, here's Jada. She has a surprising way of looking at the dark.
I don't think you should be afraid of the dark, because I think that the dark is a lot like the light. I think it's very peaceful, and I think when it's dark, I think it means it's time for your mind to rest. I think it's time to give the day's thought a rest. I think it's time for your mind to, like, renew itself and refresh. You will be completely awakened by the morning. I think the dark is amazing because, I mean, it, like, basically heals your mind.
Well, okay, but let's be realistic. Some kids haven't had a chance to make friends with the dark just yet. They're not about to send a thank you note to that scary, scary place. Not quite yet. What can be done in the meantime to help these little folks? Well, Justin has a few thoughts on this.
When I was little, and still, and last year, and still a little bit now, I would go and get my parents in the night because I was scared. So, I still do it, not as much, but still a little bit. But now I know more, and I'm like, and there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing around you. except for your parents, and maybe your pets, if you have any.
Justin doesn't seem to be best friends with the dark yet, but he mentions his parents. I do think parents can help a lot when the little ones are feeling nervous about the dark.
So I think to prevent being afraid of the dark, I think you could probably sleep with a nightlight and maybe have your parents come in and lie down with you for a little while, but just remember that your parents do need their sleep too, so maybe not all the time. Also, an idea for what you can do is your parents can make 3 little slips of paper and tape them to your door, and every time you come into their bedroom in the night to say that, oh, I'm afraid of the dark, or can you come lie down with me, they take away 1 ticket. And if you still have all 3 tickets on your door by the end of the week, you can get a small prize, or you can go do something fun with your friends. I remember when I was little, I loved scary books, and I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't read them, because some of them are really good, but not before bedtime, because there's often things like ghosts, or bad guys, or something in them, and it makes you really nervous before you go to bed. And there's really nothing to be afraid of. Those books are made up, they're not real.
Well, that girl is full of good advice. I think she'll make a fine parent someday, don't you? One last thought from Justin. It's about those scary noises you sometimes hear in the dark of night.
Sometimes I wake up in the night and I hear these strange noises, and I hear people walking, and it's really just my dogs and my cats just walking. And sometimes I hear scrambling, but that's just my hamster moving around because they're nocturnal.
It's true, you do have to remember those nocturnal critters that live in your house. Thanks so much to Justin and Jada for their valuable insights into the topic under discussion. I hope everybody will feel a little bit braver the next time the lights go out. Here's a joke to tickle you silly. What do knights do when they are scared of the dark? They turn on the nightlight.
Check it in, check it out would not be possible without the generous support of the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
Well, that about says it all, my friends. Before I say goodbye, I want to say thank you to Sadie, Nicholas, Rowan, Avril, Justin, and Jada. Without your help, this show would have been shorter and not nearly as interesting. Thanks so much for listening to Check It In, Check It Out. I'm Julie Berry. Have a great week.
Guten Tag, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop ihr habt das Programm geglaubt. Ich bin Mary Ham, und ich arbeite bei der Elmer Library. Wir haben eine Library in Straffordville, Springfield, und Port Burwell, und ihr könnt gleich da, wo ihr wollt, fahren. Die sind alle neu auf. Die öffnen Stunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fahren, denn das Fahrnummer ist 519-631-1460, Extension 109, wenn ihr noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nahen und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünt und Jüne Familie mit halten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.